Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
First of all, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 17th of May, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, the Chief Minister says this has damaged confidence in government. Our current bus timetable is unsustainable. The 40-year-old mobile classroom that's still in use. Dr. Allenson asks, where's the money for Ramsay Marina? And a former lead clinical nurse at Castleview in Peel is struck off.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First of May, Dave Moore.
First of May, Chief Minister Alfred Cannon says confidence in the government has been damaged due to the findings of an employment tribunal into the sacking of the island's former medical director. In a statement to Timwald earlier today, he said he was unable to discuss aspects about the dismissal of Dr. Rosalind Ranson, but announced a series of reforms to ensure better accountability and departmental performances. A former lead clinical nurse at Castleview Nursing Home in Peel has been struck off after using inappropriate behaviour against residents. Ruth Pugh admitted 7 charges against 6 patients between May 2018 and March 2019, including force feeding and shaking. High levels of staff absence is causing Ballochmeen High School to ask pupils across various year groups to remain at home for the remainder of this week. Year 8 will be required to stay at home tomorrow, with Year 9 on Thursday and Year 10 on Friday. Yesterday, Year 11 were asked to begin early study leave as a result of the shortages. The UK Prime Minister has described the government's plans to alter the rules on Northern Ireland's post-Brexit trade as getting rid of minor barriers. Ireland's foreign minister says he deeply regrets the proposals, while the EU says it has significant concerns about them. A woman's been found guilty of the murder of a 1-year-old boy she was hoping to adopt. 38-year-old Laura Castle had initially claimed Leyland James Corkle fell off the sofa at home in Barrow-in-Furness, Cumbria last year. And a man's been arrested after a 3-year-old boy was killed in a suspected dog attack in Rochdale. Daniel Twigg was injured on Sunday afternoon and later died in hospital. Those are the update news headlines. The next bulletin is at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Dave. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a strong wind warning for the North Irish Sea later on this evening and overnight, and also for tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday afternoon. Any remaining precipitation across the Isle of Man will clear this evening on a moderate southerly, veering westerly. Overnight minimum is 11 degrees. For Wednesday, tomorrow, Ukraine, dry with sunny spells, a fresh southerly. Daytime maximum 17 degrees. After dark, some rain moves in before clearing overnight. Low temperature is 9 degrees. For Thursday, Jordan, dry with sunny periods, moderate to fresh south-southwesterly, up to 15 degrees. That's your three-day weather forecast. Low water tonight, 27 minutes past 7. Sunset, 18 minutes past 9. High tide overnight, 14 minutes past 1. Sunrise, 10 past 5. And the morning low tide, 20 to 8.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
The results of an employment tribunal which found the Isle of Man's former medical director was unfairly sacked has damaged confidence in government. So says the Chief Minister, who delivered a statement in Tynwald today on the dismissal of Dr. Rosalind Ranson after she raised concerns about the Isle of Man's response to COVID-19 in the early days of the pandemic. Here's Lewis Foster.
Alfred Cannon was unable to discuss aspects of the tribunal's findings in detail, but took the opportunity to announce a series of reforms to ensure better accountability and departmental performances. Mr. Cannon described government as too big and unwieldy.
We need to make changes to government. Structural changes, cultural changes, and organisational changes, because we cannot retain the status quo. And we need to do it now to ensure that the public are getting the best possible outcomes and delivery. I recognise, of course, that so many public servants do so much to deliver the very best in public services, but there have now been too many issues over the years to feel comfortable.
In questions, Douglas South MHK Claire Christian asked if the Chief Minister had confidence in the Health Minister at the time, David Ashford, now the island's Treasury Minister.
Regards to
the Minister and the Ministers, we are getting on with delivering for the people of this island. We are facing a substantial cost of living crisis, and it's important that we roll out the right, appropriate approach in order to support our people through what is going to be the most challenging of times. The Treasury Minister has already brought forward a package of support appropriate to the rise in energy and fuel bills.
Towards the end of questions, Speaker of the House of Keys, Ewan Watterson, called for a general debate to take place in Tynwald as soon as possible on the outcome of the tribunal.
So that members can contribute their thoughts and experiences and help shape the future of the public service in light of recent events. In terms of the ongoing review into the new review into OHR and others, will that include recruitment processes such as those that allowed a megalomaniac to end up running the Department of Health and Social Care? Will it also look at making sure that there are ethical standards that can be objectively upheld across government as well?
Mr. Cannon said a general debate would allow more open discussion, but couldn't put a time frame on that.
The Infrastructure Minister says the current bus timetable is unsustainable, and Isle of Man Transport is currently about 9 drivers short. Tim Crookall, MHK, says it's because many drivers are taking time off after working long hours over the last few years.
Ideally, we have a turnover of about 8 to 12 drivers a year. In the last year, we've seen those positions not filled, if you like. And at the moment, we're currently running with about 9 short. And on top of that recently, and it goes back, if you like, to COVID as well. You know, the drivers have been working extra hours for those 2 years, a lot of them, to cover for their colleagues. Excuse me. And we're at a situation now, I think, where a lot of the drivers are very tired. They have the opportunity. They get the choice whether they want to work certain days or not. And some of them, you know, are now taking that opportunity to have a rest and leave it for other drivers. And unfortunately, the other drivers are not there to fill those positions at the moment, which leaves us in the unfortunate position where we're having to cancel a lot of the service. And I'm really, really sorry to the users of our service that we're not able to fulfil our full service for them.
I just want to give you the opportunity to respond to a claim one of your colleagues from the House of Keys made on social media, Mr. Wannenberg, over the weekend, saying that private hire bookings like cruise ships were having an impact. Is that the case?
I asked the question yesterday of the director, and I'm told that's not the case. What we have is a situation, absolutely, we do service the cruise liners, and those commitments are given months in advance to work with those. And obviously, months ago, we didn't realise that we were going to have this problem here and now. To not turn up on the day would have been very poor. We do work, I'm told, with tours coaches who provide a service to them. And as and when we can, we would leave it to tours. I will have a chat with Mr. Midgell at tours again. I spoke to him a few weeks ago, and I will be talking to him again very shortly to make sure that they get the first opportunity to go in and do that job. We should be providing a public service to the public that want to use the bus services. So we shouldn't be doing that unless it's absolutely essential that we have to backfill, if you like, and do that with them. And there are other services as well that we probably do now that we shouldn't be doing, if you like, and we will be looking at those, especially in the light that we haven't got the drivers to do it.
What's your opinion on the Update news agenda? Email update@manxradio.com or call 682 631.
Pastor Mike, good evening. 22 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock. It's hoped a mobile classroom that's at least 40 years old will be able to remain in use for the time being. Education Minister Julie Edge, MHK, confirmed her department's in talks with the Department of Infrastructure to improve the facility at Williston School after Douglas North MHK John Wannenberg raised concerns about its condition.
Myself and the Chief Executive from the department visited Williston School to view the double mobile classroom last Monday. The mobile classroom installation predates our records, but it is evident that it has been in place for many years. And I will advise the Honourable Member, it's definitely been there for more than 40, because that was my school and it wasn't there then, so it's definitely over 40 years. The double mobile classroom is not currently used for classrooms, but it is occasionally used for school group activities, including yoga, music, design technology and storage. In 2019, the department planned to replace this mobile classroom at Williston Primary School with a newer double mobile classroom and had planning approval in place. However, due to changing priorities, the mobile classroom was installed on an alternative site as a priority. The department has met with the Department of Infrastructure to establish what can be done to improve the condition of the mobile, to improve its external appearance and the internal environment, in order to sustain its use by the school for a further period, pending any agreement on replacement or new development at the school. Thank you, Mr. President.
Supplementary, Mr. Wannenberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I ask, does the Minister think that she will again change her priorities and put Williston Mobile Classroom back on the top of the list? Thank you.
Minister to reply.
Thank you, Mr. President. Obviously, I know the Honourable Member has visited the mobile as well and it is in poor condition. However, the school does have a need for it, so the priority is to make sure that's maintained to a standard that can be used. And as I've said in previous sittings, I think a strategic infrastructure needs assessment for the East should be a priority, and we should not be putting any more mobile classrooms. We should be making sure that the school estate is appropriate and fit for use for the ongoing, 20, 30 years.
One of the two Ramsey MHKs is calling for proposals for the new development of Ramsey Marina to actually materialise. Dr. Alex Allenson, who of course is Enterprise Minister as well, says he's infuriated by the delay and he says he's yet to see any evidence of financial backing for the development.
I will encourage any investment that we can get into Ramsey to create wealth for the local people and jobs. I've said that all the way along. The issue with the marina from the local population is that they didn't want to lose the beach. Now, what infuriates me is that we're 5 years we've been talking about Marina. I want to see where the money is. I want to see some firm proposals coming forward. But both Laurie Hooper and myself have been talking to the DOI, who gave the initial expressions of interest, to say, let's sort this out once and for all. I would like a marina for Ramsey. Would that have to include huge amounts of property in a hotel? No. Would that have to be in the bay? No. We've gone through this for many decades in terms of a marina for Ramsey. I think it would help the town. Anything that happens in the Ramsey Marina has to go through a full planning process. Let's be honest with the local population. Is this going to happen or not? If it isn't going to happen, let's put it to one side and get on with some more important things about the regeneration of Ramsey. I've seen no evidence of any significant backing for this development.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
18 minutes before 6, Ben McCree departed Heysham at 11 minutes past 2. She was into Douglas Harbour 25 minutes ago on the Linkspan now, departing this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. High-speed craft Mananan left Douglas at 8 minutes before 3. She's in the Mersey at the moment, almost on the Linkspan by the Liver building, departing there this evening at 7:15, back to Douglas at 10. The overnight departure, of course, Heysham to Douglas for Ben McCree. And the morning departure is Ben McCree, 8:45 to Heysham. The next departure for high-speed craft Mananan, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A former lead clinical nurse at Castleview Nursing Home in Peel has been struck off by the Nursing and Midwifery Council. Ruth Pugh admitted 7 charges against residents between May 2018 and March 2019. The details from Lewis Foster.
The charges relate to 6 residents in total. In the report, the NMC recalls 7 incidents where Ms. Pugh force-fed, shook and used inappropriate force against the patients. The panel says Ms. Pugh abused her position of trust and notes that those in her care were particularly vulnerable dementia patients. As a result, Ms. Pugh has been struck off with an interim suspension order of 18 months. I approached the company behind Castleview Nursing Home, Caring Homes Limited, for comment. A spokesperson says we have been working with the Nursing and Midwifery Council to support them with their investigation since we dismissed Ms. Pugh in March 2019. The health and well-being of residents is our absolute priority, it says, and we will always act to put their interests first.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, more than 3 decades after McDonald's opened its first outlet in Pushkin Square in Moscow, the American fast food chain is selling its Russian restaurants. Mackey D's said that in the wake of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, it started the process of selling its entire chain of 850 McDonald's stores and is now seeking a buyer in Russia and would make job security for the 62,000 employees part of any sale agreement. The sale will involve de-arching of all the Russian restaurants through the removal of the brand's name, logo, branding and menu. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. And plant-based brands Beyond Meat and Oatly have taken big hits over the past year, shedding more than half of their value. Nielsen data reports interest in alternative meat products has plateaued and and the total volume of meat substitutes has gone down almost 6% over the past year. Both companies point to increasing competition as a factor following a period of wild expansion during the pandemic. The slowdown hasn't affected Beyond Meat rival Impossible Foods and egg substitute Just Egg. Both are still seeing strong growth.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher as global markets tried to build on some positive momentum. US stocks charged forward. Oil inched lower as Hungary resisted an EU push for a ban on Russian oil imports, and gold priced lower. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall, reporting the FTSE 100 in London closed up 0.7% at 7,518. The DAX in Frankfurt up 1.5% at 14,185. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up almost 0.75% at 32,459. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up almost 2% at 11,887. And the S&P 500 up 0.33% at 4,061. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently trading at $1 US 24.6 cents, €1 18.3 cents, and 19 South African rand 85.5 cents. In commodities, gold down 0.3% at $1,818 per troy ounce at the moment, and a barrel of Brent crude up nearly 1% at $113.91 a barrel.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
A number of criticisms have been levelled against health cheese following the Dr. Rosalind Ranson Employment Tribunal, but does some of the blame lie at a political level? Manx Radio's political correspondent is Phil Gorn.
You had the election in 2016. You had 12 brand new members of the House of Keys. Of the remainder in the House of Keys, only two had more than 5 years' experience. They then elected, a year or so later, a very inexperienced legislative council. Part of the problem here appears to be relatively inexperienced people being put into fairly important roles without the experience of backbenchers. I mean, the likes of Eddie Lowy comes to mind. I mean, Eddie was always fantastic at making the blatantly obvious to people. He would cut through the civil service nonsense and say, "Look, Minister, this is a very clear thing and you should be sorting this." I can't imagine that had Eddie Lowy or the likes of Eddie Lowy still been in Tynwald over the course of the last 5 years, the minister would have been able to stick to his position, which was apparently he only speaks to the chief executive. He doesn't speak to the person that government pays well over £100,000 a year to give him the best possible advice on health matters. Don't get me wrong, David Ashford is probably amongst the top two ministers in terms of competence and capability at the moment. In my estimation, from what I've seen so far in his role as Treasury Minister, he's been doing a really good job. However, there's a very serious issue that's arisen here. He was the minister. It's clear from both what was said on the Perspective programme on Sunday that the department were fully aware Dr. Ranson was being silenced. Clear that ministers were fully aware that Dr. Ranson was being silenced. I mean, at the very least, David Ashford should have been doing was offering his resignation to the Chief Minister. Whether the Chief Minister then chose to accept that or not would be a matter for him. But it does put a stain, unfortunately, on David Ashford, this whole affair.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
10 to 6, Fastermy, Rob Pritchard.
Fastermy, good evening. Starting with football, and tonight sees the final fixture of the Canada Life Men's Premier League this season. Second meets third in the table as Russian United host Cal Cup winners St George's, with just 3 points separating both teams going into this last clash. St George's would need to win by 4 goals or more to go above their opponents tonight. tonight, while Russian will be out to make sure that doesn't happen, with the Southern club also awaiting the prospect of the Hospital Cup final this coming Friday. Meanwhile, there are also four games across Division 2 this evening. League leader St John's will be hoping to extend their gap at the top over second-placed Oncon to 6 points when they host Foxdale. But Foxdale have it all to play for themselves, knowing a win for them would see them leapfrog Oncon into second in the table. Elsewhere, Douglas Athletic are at home to Castletown, Paul Rose host Maloo, and Governors Athletic travel to Braddon. All matches are scheduled to kick off this evening at 6:30pm. And in athletics, Isle of Man Commonwealth Games bound athlete David Malarkey was in brilliant form at the weekend in the British Milers Club meeting in Birmingham on Saturday. Racing above his Commonwealth Games distance of 1,500 metres, he ran a 4-second personal best over 5,000 metres, finishing fifth in the race with a time of 13 minutes 52.46 seconds. Meanwhile, another of the athletes to represent the island at the Games this summer, Joe Harris, hit new heights in the javelin on Saturday. Whilst competing out at Offenburg in Germany, Harris smashed his personal best throw with a huge effort of 79.53 metres. The 2022 Commonwealth Games are taking place in Birmingham from the 28th of July to the 8th of August, with a 32-strong Manx squad set to be competing.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Everything's okay inbound at Ronald's Way at the moment. The 535 Logan Air from Manchester in on time. Next inbound, it's the returning patient transfer plane from Liverpool, Logan Air's 528. Then it's the 8:05 Logan Air from London City, and the 8:30 in tonight, EasyJet from Gatwick. Outbound, 6 o'clock, Logan Air to Liverpool. The patient transfer plane has a short delay. We're not advised on the departure as yet. That may have a knock-on effect coming back. We'll wait to see. Next outbound is the 9:05 EasyJet to London Gatwick. On the roads, a section of the A26 closed between St Mark's and Ballasalla for water main work just south of Ballygarry Farm Lane in St Mark's. Diversions are marked. The closure of Maloo Street in Castletown has been extended for sewer work to continue. Castle Street, Castletown's one way northbound into next year. With the effect on the buses, the southbound buses. Port Erin's got temporary traffic lights on Upper Prom 24 hours a day for service connections and resurfacing work. Temporary lights in St John's 24 hours a day between St John's and Ballalees Bridge for stone wall repairs. Horden Avenue in Douglas is closed for scaffolding works till the middle of June. The Doon Loop Road is closed for replacement water mains. In Peel, section of Mill Road's closed near the power station for pipe work. Temporary lights on Northview Peel for resurfacing. Still got some resurfacing from road maintenance on the TT course and hedge cutting. And in Laxey, the bottom end of Minorca Hill is closed between Glen Road and Lower Cronquarry for that new surface water drainage pipe system.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
Ballacameen High School is asking multiple year groups to stay at home for the rest of the week due to high levels of staff absence. Amy Griffiths.
In a letter to parents and carers, head teacher Adrienne Burnett says more than 20% of staff are absent for a variety of reasons. Supply teachers are already being used, and Year 11 have started their study leave early to try and help ease pressures. Year 8 will be required to stay at home tomorrow, with Year 9 on Thursday and Year 10 on Friday. There are also currently only 5 members of staff available to operate 2 canteens, and keeping a year group a day at home is hoped to help ease the pressure on those who are able to work, although food choices will still be limited. Those teachers who are in school will be able to provide their classes with work to continue on the day they're absent. However, Ms. Burnett admits this won't be possible in all circumstances. The school says it's in close contact with the Department of Education, Sport and Culture, who's working alongside them. Ms. Burnett apologised for the disruption this will cause everyone involved, but insists it's simply not possible to run the school safely, and this action wouldn't be taken unless absolutely essential.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Primary schools from across the Isle of Man recently spent the day rebuilding Lego robots and then using iPads to get them to move and do other tasks. The sessions were being run with the Royal Air Force as part of its STEM outreach programme, and Manx Radio's Chris Pearson went along to join in.
Robots constructed, coding complete, and race time was a huge success at the Douglas Family Library. John Pinkney is a Lego education trainer and was part of the RAF delivery team.
So they're building a humanitarian aid vehicle of the future, like a robot rescue vehicle. And the idea is they take their creativity in terms of their build, so they're building using Lego pieces, and then they've put things like motors and sensors onto their vehicles, and then they're coding them to bring them to life, to solve real life problems.
There were mixed results at the start of racing, but with a bit more coding completed by the children, every robot was in with a chance of winning. Flight Sergeant George Austin.
We try and relate it to maths, and it, particularly maths, is that when they don't get the equation right, it's not about just giving up. There is an answer, so keep persevering and it will come. Don't be down if you don't get something right. And what we're seeing today is there's some robots that have gone backwards, some sideways robots, and the children were in disarray. And then we explained about it and said, actually, what have you learned from it? Well, I've learned now I've got to turn the arrow the other way. You know, they're like, oh, it sparks.
Lego race time here on the Isle of Man. Ready? Lego, go! Off they go, what a great start!
Honor, Quiver and Lexi from St Mary's School were the builders and coders for the winning team.
So we were making these Lego cars, robot things. At first we lost because our robot went backwards, and then for the last round we won.
You actually won the event?
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, very.
What was the secret of your robot, do you think?
I think the secret was, like, the less weight it was.
So keeping the weight down, yeah?
We also tied up the wires so that they wouldn't get caught in the wheels.
What will you have learnt from today, do you think?
To not give up.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Max Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dave Moore, producer Rob Pritchard. After the news, the vault goes back to 2008. An edition of Man in the Wild looks at the Manx bee community in 2008 and the early days of tagging basking sharks.
WINT